Tuesday morning at 8:10, time for Living Gracefully. Brought to you by Woodland Terrace Senior Living Residences, the next best place to home, providing independent living, assisted living, and memory care in Bridgman, Coloma, and Niles. And here on their behalf is our friend Todd Dougherty from Woodland Terrace. Todd, how are you this morning, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You're on the road again, as I understand, and going about your daily routine of keeping people safe at the various Woodland Terrace facilities across the state of Michigan. We have talked in recent weeks and months of some issues that you've had to deal with, and you've come through them and out the other side. How's the Woodland Terrace family doing today?
You know, we are doing well today. We are anxiously awaiting the vaccine, but everyone is doing well.
This is good. The vaccine is kind of taken over the news cycle as far as the pandemic is concerned, because it's here. We've had the okay for the second vaccine from Moderna, which may be a little more accessible for everybody than the Pfizer one, simply because of storage routines there. What are you hearing on your front as far as taking care of the seniors that are in your care, as far as a timeline and procedurally what's in store for you guys here in the next couple of weeks or month or whatever?
So what's coming up for us? So all long-term care facilities were requested to report into HHS back at the end of October, beginning of November, just I think to help them get a better count of both employees and for residents. And then we were asked, CVS and Walgreens have partnered with the federal government in helping to do the long-term care vaccination clinics in each state. So we chose Walgreens. We were actually contacted by Walgreens, I think it was last week. And it was just the initial call to make sure we had received all the consent forms, that we were working on that. And we were told the next phone call we would get would be to set dates for us. I believe that they were waiting for the Moderna vaccine. No, so it depends on the number of vaccines that are being allocated to each state, because then the state allocates it out to the Walgreens and CVSs who are doing the long-term care vaccination clinics. Now that Moderna has been approved and there's more vaccines out there and more vaccines coming, I am assuming that this is going to move even faster for us. So the next thing we're waiting for is the date. Both in Calhoun County, Kalamazoo County, Berrien County, we have heard tentatively that those programs are supposed to begin on the 28th.
Okay.
We did hear that one skilled nursing facility in Battle Creek, close to where two of our buildings are, that they actually have their date set as January 6th. So we are assuming that sometime over the next 2-3 weeks, I'm assuming in the next week, we will have dates set.
Because you guys are still part of phase one. You're like 1B or something. I mean, the vaccines are here and are being allocated now to frontline healthcare workers in hospitals and such, correct? But I think you guys are like next in line. Is that so right?
We are next in line, yes. Yep. So long-term care residents and long-term care employees. We were, in the beginning, it wasn't sure if our employees would be offered the vaccine first or if our residents would be offered it first. It looks like our employees and our residents are both going to have the opportunity to get it when we have the vaccine clinics in our building.
Now, you're saying that the Moderna or given the go-ahead there, you think that will help speed up the process here just simply because it's adding more to the pipeline, so to speak?
Yes, most definitely. It's putting more vaccinations in circulation, so it's going to start being able to get out, be more widespread. The Moderna is also a lot easier to hold. My understanding is that it could hold for 30 days at normal pharmacy freezer temperatures versus the, I don't remember what it is, something ridiculous.
It's like 80 below for Pfizer, if I remember correctly. Now, there have been a couple of hiccups or hurdles or whatever you want to call them in the supply chain here, in the early goings of this, with some numbers being perhaps overly optimistic as far as how many were actually available, and then some issues with shipping here and there. But for the most part, considering the scope of this thing, I think we can suggest that it's been pretty successful in the very early stages of the rollout. Is that what you're hearing from your sources?
I would say that, you know, we were told numbers months ago of what the initial number of vaccines would be available that would be coming out as soon as it was approved. And what initially came out was a little less than that. But considering the scope of this, I would personally say I think it's running pretty smooth.
I would say so as well. I think one of the early issues or one of the problems was that the folks that were predicting how many doses would be available were counting what had been manufactured versus what was ready to ship. And Pfizer specifically had to step in and say, now, wait a minute, just because it's manufactured doesn't mean it's ready to ship. It has to go through a certain amount of quality control and so on and so forth before we can, you know, put it in the big freezers and send it out. And that seemingly had been left out of the equation by some people who were doing some early predicting on this.
There's also a lot of logistics with it, too. So my understanding is that Pfizer is shipping everything together, meaning that the vaccine is going along with everything else that is needed to actually administer the vaccine. So the syringes, the stuff, the saline to dilute it. With Moderna is actually shipping to a federal warehouse who has partnered with McKesson for all those other supplies that are needed to administer the vaccine and shipping those all out together. So it's not just the vaccine that's needed, it's everything you need to also administer the vaccine. And I think those are possibly pieces of the puzzle that weren't all accounted for, because once the vaccines were released, they have to be paired up with all those items when they're actually received by the people that are administering the vaccines.
One other thing that's been a little surprising to me, Todd, is hearing the numbers of people that are saying, nope, I'm not interested, or, you know, I'm going to wait, I just don't trust it, that sort of thing. What's the mindset of your residents who are aware of what's coming, and then have you gotten a sense of what their thoughts are regarding the vaccinations?
So I think the majority of our residents are willing to take the vaccine immediately. This has impacted our lives in a way we could have never imagined for almost 10 months. What I keep telling our staff is that I'm taking the vaccine because I can't do this for 10 more months. So I'm going to do whatever I can to help not have to do that for 10 more months. And I think that, so I think the more that you just read information about Pfizer's vaccine, about Moderna's vaccine, there's some pretty lengthy documents that were put out prior to the hearings for both of those vaccines that give you some pretty good information. We hear some of the clips in the news about people having allergic reactions. There's a question of how quickly this was pushed through. And there's lots of great literature out there that talks about how this vaccine was done. You know, one of the challenges with vaccines is we don't typically have large numbers of people that we're able to put into the study because we don't have that many people on this wide of a scale that have been impacted by COVID. In this case, we have a lot of people that can be a part of the study.
With each passing day, week, and month, we're getting more data on this as more and more people get the vaccination and we can see what happens. And yeah, you're right. Some people are having adverse reactions. Heck, I have adverse reactions to anything that's penicillin based, but that doesn't mean that, you know, we should stop. what we've seen thus far, adverse reactions haven't been, for the most part, very severe.
Not at all. And one of the things that we were reassured by both Walgreens and CVS with their long-term care program is that they are, there's very few people that are recommending don't get it. And for Pfizer's vaccine specifically, I haven't found the document for Moderna yet, but for Pfizer specifically, it's only recommending that you don't get it if you're allergic to any of the ingredients that are in the actual vaccine. And in the document that I had, it then lists all the ingredients that are in the vaccine. And Walgreens and CVS are coming with EpiPen, so if someone has a mild allergic reaction, they're able and prepared to, you know, to treat that right on site. There's a 15-minute monitoring period after someone gets the vaccine that you would do if you've had any allergic reaction to anything. They're going to be monitoring those people for a 30-minute period after the vaccine. So I think they're very well prepared.
I think we talked about this before, and I think you just alluded to it earlier. They're actually coming to your facilities as opposed to having to transport all of your residents over to Walgreens, correct?
They are, yep. So for the long-term care facilities, they're coming into the buildings. They're kind of like we do the flu clinics every year. So they're coming into the building, we have to have a space where they can actually do the clinic. We have to have a space where residents can be held prior to going in to have the shot, you know, making sure everyone's socially distanced. And then we have to have that place they go afterwards where we are holding everyone for 15 minutes. But those that are doing the clinics can observe everyone to make sure that everyone is doing fine from the vaccine. And
certainly one of the critical aspects here is that we can't give up on the current protocol just because of that. There's a 2 or 3 weeks in between the two different shots, depending on which one you're getting. And then beyond that, they're saying it's several weeks before you can feel confident that it has done its job. And then since, you know, it's going to take well into the spring, if not early summer, for the majority of the country to get it, we can't back off on the masking and the distancing and so on and so forth.
The masking is going to happen for a while because there is that period A between the shots. And also, they don't have enough data yet to know whether or not once you get vaccinated, if you're able to be an asymptomatic carrier and pass it on to other people. What they do know is you know, with the efficacy rate of it, you are not going to have signs and symptoms that wouldn't necessarily impact you in a significant way, but they are still studying, coming up with the data to know how likely you are, if you've received the vaccine, to still pass it on to someone else. So masks, hand washing, all of that stuff that we've been doing still remains important for a period of time here.
Would it be safe to assume that this is the most hopeful the Woodland Terrace community has been in a while?
100% safe to assume that, yeah.
I didn't think I was going out too far on a limb on that one. I think the nation as a whole is sharing in that sentiment. So we'll just keep go through it and keep working it and keep our fingers crossed. And Todd, as always, appreciate your kind of frontline view on this, because you're certainly more closely connected to it than the most of us for the most part. And we thank you for bringing us up to speed on that. Again, anybody who is in need of the services of Woodland Terrace Senior Living Residences, the best place to get a hold of and best way to get a hold of you, Todd, is what?
You can call any one of our campuses anytime and ask to speak with someone for more information. You can also go to our website, woodlandterrace.com, and there's form fills on there for each of the campuses. And you can request whatever information is you would like, whether it be emailed, a phone call back, or something mailed to you. We can get you the information that you're looking for.
Yeah, because the business of taking care of your residences hasn't changed in that respect. And some people need your facilities and the services come with, so they can do that by getting a hold of you now. Bridgman, Coloma, Niles, Independent Living, Assisted Living, Memory Care, Special Needs Suites. It's Woodland Terrace Senior Living Residences, and it's Todd Dougherty with our update today. Thank you, sir. I hope you and your family have a great, although I suspect a quiet Christmas, like most of the rest of us are going to be doing, and we'll catch up again next week.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you.
All right. Thanks, Todd.